Pat, how are you?
Morning, Tony. Good. How are you?
I don't have a voice, Pat, because I was down at Michigan Stadium watching that great victory for MSU, and I'm still on cloud nine.
I think the whole town, as I sat in church on Sunday, and Pat Narduzzi sat behind me, and I said, well, now it's all easy from here on out. He said, I'm leaving in 10 minutes to start working on Illinois. That was at 10 o'clock in the morning, so I don't think they're going to rest on their laurels there.
No, not at all. And you thought coming into the season, Illinois might have been a pushover, and this past weekend they had a big victory on the road at Penn State quite convincingly. So I think Illinois is coming in here a pretty decent team.
It'll make for a fun Saturday here in East Lansing.
Well, let's talk about this Marshall Street Armory deal that's kind of hit a snag. You and I spent some time talking about it. And I know that you're kind of like me. You're an emotional guy, but you're a thinking man, too. And in the conversations that we've had, I've never seen you have the frustrations that you have with this deal. Bring us up to date. What's going on?
Well, I mean, this is Marshall Street Armory we've been working on for about 6-7 months now. We've got, rezoned brownfield plan approved. We're going to historically renovate it into a 38,000-square-foot office building for nonprofits. The leases are signed. The financing is in place. And we're just going in for an amendment to our brownfield plan. And last Wednesday afternoon, we went in for what we thought was a technicality to add, 48 more months or 24 more months to the brownfield plan. And they attached a project labor agreement mandate on it, which basically means they're going to, make us use all union labor on this. And to do this at this late date is, unheard of, and it makes the project, extremely difficult to even try to do. So that's frustrating to mandate that kind of stuff at the last minute. But to mandate any other rules and regulations like that in this type of economy is absolutely ridiculous, because things are hard enough to get off the ground, let alone putting more rules and regulations on them. Really hurts.
Prior to this amendment, had they agreed to the deal as it was on paper?
Yeah, we've been in front of them multiple times over the last 6 months, and not once was this brought up. And now that it's at the 11th hour to bring it up is not fair, and I question where it comes from.
So what happened? Did the unions get in the ear of the city of Lansing?
Well, I think there's a city council member or two that is affiliated with the unions that says, this is what they're telling me to do, and I need to do it. So I don't know if it's in the – I know it's not in the best interest of the city of Lansing, but it's in the best interest of a small few. So that's, I guess, where it's being led.
Pat, in all of the work that you do, would you prefer to use union or non-union workers?
You know what? My preference is to use local, wherever possible, because union or non-union – they can come from all over the state, but if I can keep them, we consider local, like in the Tri-County area here, outside of Mason and Charlotte and St. John's, and maybe get to Fowlerville. But if we can keep it in this core area and keep our people working here in Lansing, that that's our main goal, and to have it as open and as inclusive to everyone in that area is, that's our goal.
What percentage of the developments that you have use local workers?
Well, this Armory project, for example, right now with the bids that have come in, we're over 80% of the job is local. And I don't know if you know about construction, but that's unheard of here locally. Some of the other big jobs going on right now are closer to probably 45 or 50%. So we made a huge effort to do that, and it's really going to work out well.
Well, I guess it must take a magician, if you will. I know that you have to make a profit for what you do, and when you get these tax benefits and when you get the financing, you have a budget in place. So when you go out there seeking work, obviously the union work is going to be a bit more. So how do you balance when you use union and when you don't?
Well, here's, I do a lot of light gauge construction. I do residential housing, mix it in with a little commercial. So I'm not, I don't build Sparrow Hospitals and Accident Fund buildings and Michigan State buildings. And usually project labor agreements are meant for that type of construction. And I do a lot of, the stadium district, small commercial. We want to do the project along the river there behind the city market. We want to do about 180 housing units along the river. And clearly, that's not a project where you use project labor agreements to build housing along the river. That makes them unbuildable. And that's my fear tonight, is that, city council is going to vote to add a project labor agreement to the city market project that we're working on with the housing, and that would basically kill that project. And we don't need any more state office buildings or parking ramps on the river, which are buildings that utilize PLAs and union labor. We want housing, and that's what we've lacked. And if they're going to attach that to it, then there's no way we can put residential housing on the river. So it's a wake-up call tonight to see, you know, what they want, kind of development they want along the river.
Obviously, I'm not going to tell you how to do business, but I would imagine when you sit down to negotiate and figure out what your budget's going to be, if you do talk to union people, you might say, look, this is what I can pay. This is what I could do. I know you may get a bigger nickel here, but can we find some common ground where you take less money so we can use union workers?
Well, that's a great point, Tony. I mean, over the last 6 months, I've met with some of the local labor leaders 18 times now, and each time I come to the meeting with a solution that says, hey, let's figure out a way to work together. It's not 100% or nothing. Let's go 40 or 50 or 60% labor, and, you know, we'll mix it together, private, public development, and get it done. And in each, you know, each and every meeting, I've been told, unacceptable. If it's not 100% project labor agreement, we'd rather see no jobs than half the jobs. And in today's world, to say we'd rather see projects die and have no jobs than only half, I can't imagine where someone can say that and cost someone some, you know, feeding their family right now. So if these jobs don't happen, it's not from lack of me offering solutions and trying, but I've been completely rebuffed at every time, telling me 100% or nothing is our only stance, and I don't think that's fair for the city of Lansing.
Well, Pat, here's a chance for you to answer a question that if I would make to you as devil's advocate, the unions are saying Pat's making a ton of money here and you should be using union workers, and to make his big nickel, he doesn't want to pay us a fair wage. How would you address that?
Well, number one, I'd love to be saying I'm making a ton of money on it, but you know, the Marshall Street Armory, there's six armories for sale in the state, and this is the only one that's sold. Not one of them is sold. This one went on the auction block. I'm the only one that bid on it, and there's a reason. They're extremely difficult to redo because of the restrictive covenants on it, and the users I've put in here are all nonprofits, and we've basically utilized all these incentives to lower their rent to a below-market rent, $1,590 a square foot, all-inclusive, which is really cheap. So yeah, we didn't put the incentives in our pocket. We put them in there so that the end users, the nonprofits, United Way and Capital Region Community Foundation, Michigan Nonprofit Association, can all work together at a rate that works for them. If we charged a market rate, they wouldn't be able to afford to be in new space and be, you know, collaborative and efficient. So we put it all back into the rent. So there is an accusation. Boy, there's so much gravy here. There's really not any gravy to spend extra. If I have to pay more, then I have to charge more to the nonprofits, and I don't think that's fair to charge nonprofits more just for the sake of doing it.
Well, Pat, as you know, we try to be fair and balanced. We try to get all sides of the story. We did invite, as a matter of fact, I personally on Thursday and Friday sent emails and called Councilman Derek Quinney at his home, at his job, and at his council member's office. I've gotten no communication back from him, but apparently he is the city council member who is proposing the city council consider requiring a project labor agreement. We know that that is part, he wants that to be part of the tax incentive. So we've got this roadblock here. Where do we stand now as far as you're concerned?
Well, tonight is the council meeting. Starts at 6:30, and I guess they're going to need to decide if they want to kill the projects and set Lansing further backwards, or approve them with the incentives that are there without the project labor agreement, so that we can create jobs in Lansing, we can create more momentum and more development. You know, we've got this momentum going. If we decide to pull the plug on Lansing moving forward like this, you know, it's really going to have an impact. The number of local business leaders and people that have lived here that I've heard from in the last 2 days has been pretty inspiring. People I don't know have called the office saying, I've lived in Lansing 24 years, I own a chiropractic firm, I'm outraged and embarrassed, what can I do to help? This is not the Lansing I know. So it's been an eye-opener for me. It came out of left field on Wednesday, and it's the first I'd heard of it. So to have to address it tonight is, you know, pretty quick turnaround, and I guess sometimes things happen for a reason, so we'll see how it all goes down tonight. It'll be interesting.
All right, Pat. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, again, try to contact Derek Quinney. If I get no contact again for a third day from him, I will contact another city council person. What I would like to do, if you don't mind, tomorrow morning, get you back on the program just to have you to react to whatever happens tonight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, you want to do the same time?
Sir, same time, same channel.
All right, let's thanks so much for getting up early and talking about this. Appreciate your time, Pat.
Have a good day, Tony.